Bob Clark has been appointed full-time CEO of the Melbourne Rebels. Their season starts in February and, of course, will be built up to with a number of pre-season games. And right now they'd be looking, as I said, to expand upon that very strong core group of members that they've got and get the rest of us involved. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And is that a fair summation of the Melbourne Rebels, that you've got a very strong following amongst some expat South Africans and Englishmen? The New Zealanders over here love their rugby, and there is a strong core group of mainly private school guys and their partners who were exposed to rugby at a young age, and you're now looking to get the broader sports-loving public involved with the Rebels.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, rugby in Victoria has got over 100 years of history, which might surprise a few people, but it's really got a great following with those core audiences that you just articulated. And our challenge is to really motivate them. I mean, in the first instance, we want to engage with our core supporter groups, and there's still plenty of opportunity for us to do that better than we probably have in the first 3 years. And we don't see, you know, necessarily going beyond that in the next couple of years, because there's lots to still do in that group.
And that group, of course, does regularly provide very good home crowds for the Melbourne Rebels. What is the average crowd for a Rebels game? Of course, with Amy, a wonderful multi-purpose rectangular venue, you know that when you go and watch either rugby league or rugby or soccer, you are seeing it almost sitting on top of the play.
Yeah, it's a fantastic venue. I think it's one of the best in the country. I think the cauldron atmosphere that you can create with just 10, 12,000 people is the equivalent of probably 20,000 in many other stadia around the country. So we've been averaging crowds in last season of about 13,000. And our goal is to make a step change in that and really try and get up towards the high teens. And you can imagine if you get that happening on a regular basis, the environment and that atmosphere will be just sensational.
And Rob, just on the key signings, including former Wallaby Luke Burgess and All Black Tamati Allison, and the retention of Scotty Higginbotham, they're tremendous signs for 2014.
They are. We've sort of taken a little bit of a different approach for next year. As you would know, we've let James O'Connor and Curtly Beale go.
Yes.
And that was a deliberate decision, not an easy one, but a deliberate one, because we believe that the culture of the club is vitally important, and successful teams aren't necessarily those that have high-profile individuals in them. They have quality characters who want to play for each other and will do anything for each other. And I think with under the leadership of Scotty Higginbotham and the sort of players we've recruited with the core that we already have, I really am convinced that we've got what it takes to shake a few teams up next year.
Just received an SMS, and I really understand this. Clueless AFL fan here. I've just joined the Rebels. Please issue rule book with the membership. And the nuances of rugby, I mean, I've got to say that rugby league is a more simplistic game, and I'm sure that rugby people would agree with that. The nuances of penalties given in and around the scrum, and also these long and pulsating, very interesting stages of play that can see the ball really maintain, you know, a side maintain possession for a number of different movements. You've got to understand it, because unless I'm sitting with somebody who knows rugby, I find myself trying to watch a foreign movie without subtitles.
Sometimes there's more phases than an episode of Star Trek.
I was searching for that word. Yeah, those phases. Look, it is pulsating, and I hear the crowd getting excited, and I wonder why I'm getting excited. So a bit of education might go a long way.
Look, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I've been around rugby for probably 45 years, and I still struggle to understand some of the rulings that a referee might hand out during a game. So if that's the case, then I have a lot of empathy for those that are new to the game or trying to understand the game. And that's one of our challenges. You know, when rugby is played at its best, I think it is a fantastically entertaining product. when it's free flowing, when it's open and the contest is genuine, I think it's fabulous. But unfortunately, we do suffer from over complexity at times and individual rulings of referees that make it difficult for fans to really understand at times. And we don't have the law handbook to rewrite, unfortunately. It's a global game, and the IRB have a major influence on that. That said, we are actually looking at some alternatives for the Super 15 season next year, where we will be tweaking some of the laws that are within our powers to do so, to try and address some of those issues. So hopefully it'll get a little bit easier.